every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book, every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book is, every promise is mine. Every verse and every line. I am trusting in His love divine. Every promise in the book.
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
Amen.
My testimony actually happened last month. And first of all, I'd like to ask God to forgive me for taking longer to come and say the testimony. And sometimes hearing, like Sister Lydia giving a testimony of things that are not yet, but she's got the faith to give that testimony, and yet I've got a testimony of something that's already happened. I think God should forgive me for that.
Amen.
Well, first of all, it's involving... I had a smear test last year, which is a test that check ladies for cancer. And the first test came back up normal, and the doctor said, you have to have another one because this one is not clear. So I had another test in January, which said the same thing, that the cells are not changing. They seem to be getting a bit worse. And the doctor there said that, well, I think I need to send you to a specialist in Tala Hospital so they can check it more and if they need to treat it before it gets to cancer. So I came to church. It was on the 12th of May, and I brought the letter, the appointment letter, and Brother Andrew, he prayed for it and said, no, sister, go in faith, all will be well. I went for the test. I went to see the specialist on the 16th, and he checked everything, and he asked me, I don't know why the doctor sent you here, because there's nothing there. So just to say thank you, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. He's answering God. Amen. Let's sing that song while Brother Mike comes. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. To God be the glory for the things.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. I just want to sing a song and bless the Lord. I have in mind any brother, any sister here who is going through any terrible time. If you have been through any hard times in the past and you are probably going through hard times now, take courage in this verse of the song and just meditate on it and bless the Lord. Amen. It should be well. Brother, could you put it on the screen for us, please? It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take Him at His word,
just to rest upon His promise, just to know that yeah, the Lord Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I've proved Him, oh and oh.
Hallelujah.
Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh for grace to trust Him on. Oh, how sweet to trust in Jesus, just to trust His cleansing blood, just in simple feet to plunge me near the healing cleansing flood. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, I have proved Him, oh, and oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him on. Oh, Jesus, Jesus, sweet trust in Jesus, just from sin and self to cease, just from Jesus simply taking life and rest and joy and hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, I have proved Him, oh, and oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust Him on. Oh, I'm so glad I learned to trust Thee, precious Jesus, Savior, friend. And I know that Thou art with me, will be with me to hallelujah, Jesus, Jesus, how I trust Him, how I have proved Him, oh, and oh, Jesus, Jesus, precious Jesus, oh, for grace to trust in you. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
I was sinking in sin, far from the peaceful shore. He redeemed me, stayed with me. Oh, sinking to rise no more, oh, more. But the mast of the sea hid my despairing cry. From the waters lifted me now. Now say, love lifted me, love lifted. Oh Lord.
so mighty and so true. Here it's my soul's bestowal, faithful, loving service to Him. Love lifted me, love lifted me, love lifted me. Oh yeah, wait, nothing else could help. Love lifted me, love. Oh, love lifted me, love. Jesus completely saves. He will lift you by His love out of the angry waves. He's the master of the sea. Billows His will obey. He, your Savior, wants to be saved. Oh, love lifted me, love lifted. Oh, love lifted me. When nothing else could help, love lifted. Love lifted me. Love lifted me when nothing else could help. Love lifted me.
Amen. Saints, Brother Maxwell is asking for prayer. He's not well. Let's keep him in prayer. Let's put ourselves before the Lord. Let's all pray before we come to the word today. Let's seek that His will be done. Father, bring in ourselves to Thee upon this day. Father, we do look unto Thee at this time. Thanking You for
today. We ask Your mercy, Lord. Deliver me, Lord, my brother, means at this time. Father, won't You touch Him, Lord, even at this hour, Father. Give Him strength, Lord, and give Him power.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Saints, we do greet you this morning in Jesus' name. Just want to greet Sister Mummy. God bless you, Sister.
Salut, so nice to see you. Que Dieu te
bénisse. Also, let's keep Brother James in prayer and Sister Olga then Greece.
Frère James et Sœur Olga en Grèce.
May the Lord be with them and them that are sick. Sister Lily is coming out tomorrow by the grace of God.
Lily qui
let's
va
keep her in prayer.
Gardons-la en prière.
And just generally,
généralement,
the best thing you can do is pray for somebody.
La meilleure chose que vous pouvez faire, c'est prier pour
let's
quelqu'un.
Just keep each other in prayer.
Gardons chacun de nous en prière.
Let's open 2 Peter chapter 1.
2 Pierre chapitre 1.
Verse 10.
Verset 10.
Our good apostle Peter, he gives us an exhortation.
Nous donne une exhortation.
And we'll take our thought from there. God bless. Visitors now, Gates, anybody hasn't been for a while, it's good to see you. I spoke to Brother Christian yesterday, he was sending greetings.
Also,
it's good to see Brother Andrius is back. He was with the saints in Panevėžys in Lithuania. They were sending greetings as well. It's wonderful that around the world there's people of like precious faith, that the Lord has allowed us in this age to be linked together with His people. It's a great privilege, friends. 2 Peter 1 verse 10, Peter says, wherefore the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. Now you'll notice in that scripture,
vous remarquerez dans cette écriture,
it's a completely personal scripture.
C'est une écriture complètement personnelle.
There's nothing of groups there.
Il y a rien de groupe là-dedans.
Assemblies there.
Il y a pas d'assemblée dedans.
It's give diligence to make your calling.
On me dit, mais appliquez-vous avec
and your election.
Faire votre,
and he's saying give diligence to do it.
Appliquez-vous avec diligence.
So your calling and your election,
votre appel et votre
it's
élection,
your personal responsibility
c'est votre responsabilité personnelle,
to make it sure.
C'est pour que vous en soyez sûr.
You need to know who you are.
Vous devez savoir qui
you
vous
need
êtes.
To know why God called you.
Vous devez savoir pourquoi Dieu vous a appelé.
You need to know your day.
Vous devez connaître votre
you need
jour.
To know your message.
Vous devez connaître votre message.
It's a very personal thing.
C'est quelque chose de
if
très
you go
personnel.
Back to 2 Samuel chapter 23,
si nous allons à 2 Samuel 23,
let's have a look at the record in the scriptures of the three mighties of David.
Voyons les puissants de David.
These were the three mighties, the Bible says.
C'était les trois choses puissantes de David.
No, David had a lot of men that were with him.
David avait beaucoup de gens qui étaient avec
but there were these three men
mais il y avait ces trois
that the scripture calls the mighty men who David had.
Que Dieu appelle les vaillants, les trois
and
vaillants
let's just look
avait.
At some of the characteristics that made them mighty.
Voyons les caractéristiques qui ont fait
2 Samuel 23, let's read from verse 8 to verse 12.
2 Samuel 23, à partir du 8
it says, these be the names of the mighty men whom David had. The Tachmonite, that sat in the seat, chief among the captains. The same was Adino, the Esnite. He lifted up his spear against 800 who he slew at one time. That was individual.
Ça, c'était individuel.
He
lui.
Did exploits.
Il a fait des
verse
exploits.
9. And after him was Eleazar, the son of Dodo the Ahohite, one of the three mighty men with David. When they defied the Philistines that were gathered together to battle, and the men of Israel were gone away, he arose and smote the Philistines until his hand was weary, and his hand clave unto the sword, and the Lord wrought a great victory that day, and the people returned after him only to spoil.
Amen.
And then the third one. And after him was Shammah, the son of Agi the Hararite. And the Philistines were gathered together into a troop, where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground, Amen. And defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Amen. What a characteristic we find among all these people.
Quelle caractéristique nous trouvons parmi tous ces gens?
Is they weren't governed by what was happening by the people around them.
Ils n'étaient pas influencés par ce qui s'est passé.
They made their calling and they made their election sure.
Ils étaient sûrs de
these were men who knew who they were.
C'était des gens qui savaient
qui knew what was expected of them.
Ils savaient ce qu'on attendait
and weren't
d'eux.
Governed by circumstance.
Ils n'étaient pas guidés par les circonstances.
They didn't use other people as the measure stick.
Ils n'avaient pas utilisé les autres comme standard.
They didn't rate themselves against flesh and blood.
Ils n'étaient pas mesurés contre la chair et le sang.
But they made diligence
mais ils ont fait
to fulfill their calling. And make their election sure. And that's what elevated them into the ranks of the mighty men. They weren't just the host of Israel, which was a privilege to be in. But these were David's mighty men. Let's pray. Father, we do thank you for the records of these mighty men. Father, how, as we read of these men, as we see a reflection in your word, Father, how we just desire that the same attributes and the same characteristics that so pleased you in these men to record by the Holy Ghost through the prophets of old, Father, the annals and the records and the accounts of these exploits that these men did. Father, men of flesh and blood, the same as us. But Father, people that through divine revelation and Father, Lord, by just something inside of themselves that Father, they committed to thee. That you rose them above, Father, just the realms of normal believers in that day. And you brought them into a place that, Father, they were recorded as mighty men. And Father, Lord, they served David. But Jesus, we serve the Son of David. Father, we're not serving just David after the flesh, but Father, we're serving the real one who shall sit on David's throne. And Father, he has his mighties as well. And Father, these are the days that we're living in, that we can do exploits. That Father, we can determine in ourselves one way or the other. Are we going to go with the flow? Are we going to follow the crowd? Or Father, are we going to make our calling and our election sure? So may you help us, each person that's gathered this day. Bring in every request into your hand that's been made. Brother Mike's friend, I do pray for him as well. Sister Lily, you bless her. Father, Lord, you just strengthen her, we pray. Father, them that have traveled, we dedicate them to thee upon this day. You be with them as well. You give them a good time. Use them as a testimony where they are. Bring them back edified and strengthened, we pray. And Father, this word before us, we commit into your hands. You guide and lead. Let your will be this day. Father, strengthen us with might in the inner man, that as we leave this place, we may be better conformed to your image and to do your will, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You may be seated. Now, the prophet in the message, you must be born again. He speaks about the characteristics of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Il parle des caractéristiques du Seigneur Jésus Christ.
And he takes what Jesus went through.
Et il prend ce que Jésus a vécu.
And one of the things, one of the scriptures that Jesus fulfilled,
et l'une des choses que Jésus a accompli,
was where Isaiah said,
c'est là où Isaïe a dit,
I have trodden the winepress alone.
Je n'ai pas bu la coupe moi-même.
You'll find that in Isaiah 63. We won't read it.
Vous allez trouver ça dans Isaïe 63.
But we find that Jesus,
to
fulfill his commission,
pour accomplir sa commission,
to fulfill his purpose on earth,
pour accomplir son but sur la terre,
he had to walk alone.
Il devait marcher seul.
It doesn't mean he didn't have people with him.
Cela ne veut pas dire qu'il
but when the Bible speaks of Jesus treading the winepress alone,
mais quand la Bible parle de Jésus buvant la coupe lui-même,
is that for Jesus to fulfill his purpose,
disant pour que Jésus accomplisse son
but, he never rested on flesh and blood.
Il ne s'est pas confié en la chair.
He had John who leant on his bosom.
Il y avait Jean qui s'est couché sur son
he had Peter and James, who were his mighty men as well as John.
They
had people that he had communed with him. I'm sure people that encouraged him. But for him, he was governed by one thing. That was to do his Father's will. Jesus was a man of vision. The prophet uses that term. His life was governed by a vision.
Sa vie était conduite par une vision.
And that was his absolute.
Et c'était ça son
the prophet absolute. Says, any man that ever did something for God, any
le
person,
dit, toute personne qui a jamais fait
their life was governed by an absolute.
Il doit être conduit par un absolute.
Paul had his absolute,
Paul avait son
absolute on the Damascus road that day.
Sur la route de Damas ce jour-là,
when he met Christ
quand il avait rencontré
and he received a personal commission.
Et qu'il a reçu la commission.
And Paul didn't worry about the conditions
et
of his day.
Pas des conditions de
he was living at the end of the Jewish age.
Il vivait à la fin de
it was a lukewarm age like ours. It was an age of tradition. An age that people could talk the talk but couldn't walk the walk. But Paul had received a heavenly commission. He knew that he was a privileged person. He says, that revelation that I received, I didn't receive it from flesh and blood. But it's the revelation of Jesus Christ. And that was the governing principle of his life. Though Demas forsook him, though all Asia departed, though all the false doctrines rose up in the message of the hour, Hymenaeus and Alexander overthrowing the faith of some, saying that the resurrection had already passed, and all of the different things that Paul had to deal with in his day, so reminiscent of our day. The different factions, the different groups. I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos. Paul says, none of these things move me. Because Paul was governed by an absolute. He knew he had one responsibility in life. And that was to fulfill the will of God. That was to fulfill his calling. And all of those disciples, they had that same testimony. Peter finished his course. He died like his Lord being crucified. Philip went to India, where he was put to death by the Hindus. You go and have a look at those disciples. They weren't governed by anything else but by one burning desire they had. And that was to make their personal calling and election sure. And to personally finish their course. The prophet says about the Lord Jesus Christ, he tread the winepress of the wrath of God alone.
Il a bu la coupe sans mélange de la colère de Dieu.
He had something he had to do that nobody else could do.
Il a fait quelque chose que personne d'autre ne pouvait faire.
There was a part of the road he had to walk that nobody could walk it with him.
Il y avait une partie du sentier qu'il devait traverser seul sans personne.
Exactly the same as us.
C'est la même chose avec nous.
There's something God has called you and I to do.
Il y a quelque chose
that nobody else can do. Nobody else can enter into that sacred sands.
Personne d'autre ne peut entrer dans ces sables.
Of this personal calling that God gives to an individual. There's a certain place inside of your soul that is just for you and for Him. And be careful who you allow to come near that sacred
site.
That's just a holy ground. This is a consecrated place of God's dealing with your soul. And Satan's going to do everything he can to try to encroach on that place. He's going to raise up everything that he can. He's going to study you every angle and every aspect of your makeup. And he's going to try to get to that sacred sense. The prophet says he wants to move you from your absolute. He wants to get you to lose the
vision.
For you to take your eyes off the North Star. And for you to set your eyes on flesh and blood. That's the greatest mistake you can ever make. The only flesh and blood you should set your eyes on is on the Lord Jesus Christ. He's the only example. Don't put your trust in any flesh and blood. Love everybody. Do whatever you can to help your brother, help your sister. But on these issues, friends, of making your calling and election sure, this is a very personal issue. The prophet says, alone he walked the road.
Le prophète dit il a marché seul sur le chemin.
Alone he died.
Il est mort seul.
With no help from an angel.
Il n'avait reçu aucune aide.
From a man.
Ou de quelqu'un.
From his church.
Ou de son église.
From his mother or his brethren.
Ou de sa mère ou de ses frères.
Or from his father.
Ou même de son père.
Now that's different than us.
Il est différent
because
de nous.
He had to be forsaken.
Parce qu'il devait être abandonné.
So that we'll never be forsaken.
Et nous ne serions
he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you.
Vous quitter, ni vous abandonner.
So we'll never have to walk alone.
Nous ne marcherons jamais seuls.
Because we'll always walk with him.
Parce que nous marcherons toujours avec lui.
But Jesus set us an example.
Mais Jésus avait établi un exemple.
That for you to finish the course, friend.
Pour que tu puisses terminer
especially
la course,
to the new people.
Et spécialement young pour les people. Nouveaux, les jeunes.
Make sure you have the right absolute.
Soyez sûr que vous avez le bon
absolu. Make sure your absolute is Christ.
Soyez sûr que votre absolu c'est
Christ. And a personal relationship with him.
Et ayez une relation personnelle.
Don't ever trust in anybody beyond what you should trust in somebody. Because every brother will supplant. Every person will let you down at some stage. But there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother. And he will never let you down. And if you keep your eyes on him, and you keep on that sacred sands of a holy calling, that you just want to please him. That each day when you wake up and you call upon his name, you have one desire to do the will of your father and to finish the work of him that called you. You're never going to go far wrong. No matter the winds of strife that blow, no matter the heresies that may arise, no matter the great disappointments that may come, I listened to a message the other day. Someone referred me to it. It was a very good message by Brother Matthew Watkins from America. He preached a message called A Falling Away First. A Falling Away First. Paul said there must first come a great falling away.
Il y aura d'abord une grande apostasie qui va venir.
And he took it from Paul.
Et il a pris de Paul.
And Paul said, Paul dit, know ye this, Christ will not return until the first come a falling away from the faith.
Avant qu'il vienne d'abord la grande
and that brother was saying, you have to be in the faith to fall away from the faith.
Il dit, vous devez avoir, être dans la foi d'abord pour tomber
and that's why there's got to be a great falling away.
Il dit qu'il doit y avoir un grand abandon de
you've got to have Demas. People that were in the message and turn against the
message.
People that become critics after a while. It's the signs of the times. It's the conditions of the age. And you've got to have an absolute. Because when others fall away, if you're resting on flesh and blood, you'll fall away too. But if you're leaning on the everlasting arm, you'll say like Paul, none of these things move me.
Though
10,000 fall at this side, 1,000 fall at your left hand. He says, it shall not come nigh to you. Because your soul is dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. You're in a place beyond human fellowship. Although we need human fellowship. Jesus wanted communion with his disciples before he suffered. He took Peter, James and John into Gethsemane. We do need flesh and blood to a measure.
Nous avons besoin de la communion avec les autres.
God ministers to us through the body.
Dieu nous parle au travers de certains corps.
God uses flesh and blood to minister to us along the way.
Dieu utilise la chair et le sang pour nous aider.
But there's a certain stage of the journey.
Mais il y a une certaine étape
that you've got to walk alone.
Où vous devez marcher seul.
There's certain things that it's only you and Christ.
Il y a certaines choses qui ne vous concernent que vous et Christ.
The prophet says, and Jesus,
le prophète dit,
forsaken as he was,
abandonné comme il était,
he died alone.
Il est mort seul.
To show
pour montrer
that you've got to walk alone.
Que vous devez marcher seul.
He then says in Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Dans la prédication, Jésus-Christ le même hier, aujourd'hui.
He says Jesus was so misunderstood.
Il dit Jésus était si mal compris.
He says, but did you ever think of it?
Mais avez-vous déjà pensé?
Most men who ever did great things for the kingdom of God
la plupart des gens qui ont fait quelque chose pour le
had to stand alone.
Ils devaient rester seuls.
Did you think of it?
Avez-vous pensé
you
ça?
Have to stand by yourself.
Vous devez rester vous-même.
Jesus stood alone.
Jésus s'éteint là.
All down through the ages, other men who stood alone.
Tout au travers des âges, il y avait des gens qui s'étaient tenus seuls.
Finney, Sankey, Calvin, Knox.
Finney, Sankey, Knox, Calvin.
Even Abraham Lincoln.
Même Abraham Lincoln.
Men who do great things.
Des gens qui ont fait des grandes choses.
Men of vision.
Des gens de vision.
Men of spiritual understanding.
Des gens de compréhension spirituelle.
Stand alone.
Ils s'étaient tenus
seuls. And I think that's because Jesus had to stand alone himself.
Et ça, je crois que c'est parce que Jésus devait se tenir seul aussi.
And we're following his bloody footprints.
Et nous suivons ses pas ensanglantés.
So there's something about this in your calling.
Il y a quelque chose à propos de ça dans votre
and as quickly as a believer can learn that.
Et un croyant doit apprendre cela vite.
That your spiritual thermometer
que votre
should not be governed by the spiritual thermometer of other people.
Ne doit pas être, gouverné par les
your prayer life
votre vie
should not be governed by the prayer life of other people.
Ne doit pas être guidé par la vie de prière des
your
autres.
Faithfulness at the post of duty
votre fidélité
should
votre
never
de
be
devoir.
Governed by the unfaithfulness of other
ne
people.
Doit pas être guidé
at the
par
post
la,
of duty,
l'infidélité des autres.
You walk with Him alone.
Nous marchons seuls
it's
avec
your
lui.
Calling.
C'est votre
it's
appel.
Your election.
C'est votre élection.
You are exhorted
tu es exhorté
to give all diligence
de donner
to make
diligence
your calling an election sure.
Sûr de votre appel
for you to finish. Finish your course
pour que tu termines ta course
so that you hear personally
pour que tu entends
well done my good and faithful servant
viens, mon bien-aimé fils,
enter into the joys of the Lord
entre dans la joie de ton père.
But generally speaking
mais généralement parlant,
that's a sign of maturity
c'est un signe de maturité.
When we're immature
quand on est
as we saw with Abraham,
comme Abraham
when the Lord told him to separate himself from flesh and blood
quand le Seigneur lui a dit de se séparer
to walk in the vision,
et de marcher dans la vision,
we want to lean on flesh and blood.
Il voulait se reposer
we want to bring people along.
Il voulait amener des gens
we want to admit people into that place that should only be for us in Christ.
Admettre des gens dans cet endroit que Dieu, où Dieu l'avait appelé.
And Abraham brings along Lot and those things.
Et Abraham a amené avec lui Lot et tout
and the prophet says, when God said, separate yourself from everything,
le prophète dit, quand Dieu dit, séparez-vous de toutes choses,
he says, the walk with Christ
il dit, la marche
is an individual walk.
C'est une marche individuelle.
You walk
Tu marches.
You stand alone.
Vous
with you and God alone.
Entre Amen. Vous et Dieu seul.
Not you and the pastor.
Pas vous et le pasteur.
You and God alone.
Mais vous et Dieu
Not
seul.
You and the deacon.
Pas vous et le diacre.
But you and God alone.
Mais vous et Dieu seul.
Sometimes not you and your wife.
Parfois même pas vous avec votre
You know
épouse.
Abraham learned that lesson.
Vous savez, Abraham avait
to walk faithful in that vision.
Pour marcher dans cette
in
vision,
Genesis 22, 24, he had to walk alone.
Il devait marcher seul.
Because the road is only wide enough for you and Christ.
Parce que le Seigneur est là seulement pour vous.
The prophet says, "You stand alone on your convictions."
Le prophète dit, tenez-vous seul sur vos convictions.
Salvation is not a church affair.
Le salut c'est pas une affaire d'église.
It's an individual affair.
C'est une affaire individuelle.
Church is a gathering place.
L'église c'est un lieu
where we come on common ground
où nous venons
to worship God.
Pour adorer Dieu.
We need church. We're exhorted to go to
nous
church.
Avons besoin d'église.
We
nous
need one another.
Nous avons besoin
but the prophet says, what do we love in one another?
Mais le prophète dit que nous aimons
we love the Christ that's in one another.
Nous aimons Christ qui est dans l'un
that's why Paul said,
c'est pourquoi Paul
follow me as I follow Christ.
Suivez-moi comme je suis Christ.
You don't follow a man.
Nous ne suivons pas
you follow l'homme. Christ in a man.
Nous suivons Christ dans l'homme.
And if someone stops walking with Christ, be careful that you don't walk too close to
si
them.
Quelqu'un arrête de marcher avec Christ, soyez prudent.
You walk with Christ.
Vous marchez avec Christ.
That's your commission.
C'est votre commission.
That's your responsibility.
C'est votre responsabilité.
That's what God calls you to do in your age.
C'est ce que Dieu vous a appelé à faire
to walk with Christ in your age.
Pour marcher avec Christ dans
to
votre
serve
âge.
God in your day.
Servir Dieu dans votre
so you've got to be careful of these
vous
things.
Devez être prudent de ces choses.
We've got to be careful in our immaturity that we don't lean on the arm of flesh.
Vous devez être prudent de ne pas vous confier dans la chair.
That we don't rely so much on people.
Que vous ne pas vous confier trop dans
we'll all
gens.
Start off like that.
Ou des choses
when
comme
a baby
ça.
Is born, it's so reliant on people.
Quand un bébé est né, il se confie dans
but there's got to come a time that it takes responsibility for itself.
Mais il y a un certain moment où il prend responsabilité
there's got to come a time it makes its own decisions.
Il y a un moment où il doit prendre ses propres décisions.
And it's governed by its own principles.
Et il est gouverné par ses propres
and it's the same with every believer as well.
C'est la même chose pour chaque croyant.
The prophet says in Jehovah Jireh.
God
told Abraham to separate himself.
Dieu a dit à Abraham de se séparer.
To go and join a strange people.
D'aller vers des gens étranges.
He says God calls for separation.
Il dit Dieu exige une séparation.
When you become a Christian, you've got to separate yourself from your sinful
quand vous
associates.
Devenez un chrétien, vous devez vous séparer de vos amitiés.
That's exactly right.
De amitiés de péché.
It's a different walk.
Il dit, c'est une marche différente.
And how can two walk together unless they be agreed?
Comment deux peuvent-ils marcher ensemble?
And they can only be agreed if they're governed by the same vision.
Ils peuvent être d'accord seulement
if they're governed by the same spirit.
Par le même esprit.
And the greatest gift outside of salvation that God can give you is a good wife. And after that to give you brothers and sisters governed by the same vision. When you find people governed by the same vision that you have, that's a gift of God. There's some people that are so self-righteous in their own eyes though. We once went with Brother George to visit a certain brother that was in Galway. And that brother, he was from South Africa, had been through so many churches. And he could never agree with anybody. And he said, people call me a pastor hater. And I thought to myself, that's not a very good medal to have on your decorations. But he was so right in his own eyes that he couldn't agree with anybody. He couldn't fit in anywhere. And in the end, he just ended up worshipping him and his family. Friends, in the body of Christ, you're always going to find people that have got the same
vision.
You're going to find people with the same you can be in one accord with. There's going to be three kinds of believers. There's going to be a lot of things take place. But if you come to the place that you think you're the only one, or you think your church is the only one, or you think you're right and everyone's wrong, it's a sure sign you are wrong. Because there's the body. There's a universal body of Jesus Christ. We may not agree on every little jot and tittle. That doesn't matter.
Chose, mais cela n'a pas de
d'importance. That's how it is. C'est comme ça que But you're going to meet people that are governed by the same vision. People that have the same objective beating inside of their hearts.
Des gens qui ont le même objectif dans leur cœur.
They wanted to establish his kingdom.
Ils veulent établir son royaume.
They wanted to defend the faith, contend for the faith.
Ils veulent se battre pour la
Once
foi
delivered to the saints.
Qui a été délivré une
and
fois
if you are sincere and genuine,
et si vous êtes
God will lead you to people that are sincere and genuine.
Dieu va vous donner des gens qui sont
But the strangest thing that I've seen,
la chose la plus
the critics always find the critics.
Les critiqueurs
the unbelievers critiqueurs. Always find the unbelievers.
Les incroyants trouvent
Birds of a feather flock together.
Les oiseaux des mêmes plumages
But if you are simple,
mais si vous êtes simple
in your simplicity
dans votre simplicité,
and sincere, though you may make your mistakes,
vous allez
but God is so faithful.
Dieu est si fidèle.
He will make sure that you find people
il va être sûr que vous trouverez des gens
that will be an encouragement to you.
Qui vont être un encouragement
Abraham, he met Melchizedek in his day.
Abraham, a rencontré Melchizedek
Abraham he met jour. Other people of flesh and blood.
Il a rencontré des gens de chair et de sang.
God made sure
Dieu
that there was enough to encourage Abraham on the way.
Qui avait suffisamment pour encourager
but
Abraham.
At first,
Mais d'abord,
he wanted to lean on Lot. He wanted to lean on his father.
Il voulait se confier à Lot ou dans son père.
You know, when you admit someone or people, flesh and blood, too close into that sacred place of your calling
quand
that you are supposed to fulfill,
de s'approcher de cet endroit, vous êtes censé être seul.
Like Abraham
Dieu.
Did with Hagar, remember?
Comme Abraham avait fait avec Agar.
You get the seed of doubt.
Vous allez obtenir le
You get an Ishmael. And Ishmael bothered Abraham all the days of his life because Abraham leant on flesh and blood. And that flesh and blood later on became such a problem to him. God was trying to wean him off from leaning on flesh and blood and to walk with God and God alone in that sacred place of his calling. The prophet says it's a walk between you and God alone. Just two can travel the road. That's you and him. And as we go on as Christians,
Dieu, comme des critiques,
we have to lose our dependency on flesh and blood.
Devons perdre notre dépendance sur
we have to.
Nous devons le
we faire. Have to come to that place and it's okay.
Nous devons arriver à
it doesn't matter.
Où vous dites, c'est peu importe.
Like with Job.
Comme Job.
That even if your wife says, curse God and die.
Ou même si votre femme vous dit,
even if the brothers accuse you of being a secret sinner.
Même si vos frères vous accusent d'être un pécheur,
you've been weaned off flesh and blood.
Vous avez été arraché de
your calling.
Du sang.
Your attitude towards worship, your spiritual position is not based on what other people do, what other people think about you, the judgments people make. No matter how close the relationship, his wife told him to curse God. But what did he do? He says, the Lord has given. The Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. He stayed on those sacred sands. He kept his testimony. He kept his eyes on the North Star. And God said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job? He's a perfect man. He's a mature man. He's come to maturity here. He's not governed by other people. And the greatest example of that was the Lord Jesus Christ himself. You know, sometimes Jesus would try to speak things to his disciples. We saw it. He tried to admit Peter in that day and says, you know, to the disciples, I'm going to go to Jerusalem. I'm going to suffer at the hands of the Gentiles. They're going to put me to death. But I'll rise on the third day. What did Peter say? This shall not be, Lord. We'll never allow this to happen to you. And he said, get behind me,
Satan.
Because you are not esteeming the things of God, you're esteeming the things of flesh and blood of man. There were certain things Jesus had to go through that none of them understood. And it's the same with you. Same with me. But there's one who understands. And he's the one that you need to speak to and to fellowship with that at those times. In Hebrews chapter 3, the prophet says, you will say, why did God let this happen, Brother Branham? Why did God, the prophet says, God is doing that. Leave him alone. Just walk on. That's God's business. The footsteps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. You will say, I lost all my money, Brother Branham. Well, bless God anyhow. Oh, I did this and this happened. The storm blew away my house. Bless God anyhow. The Lord has given, the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Just keep walking on. It's all for the glory of God. God knows what he's doing. Friends, God knows what he's doing. Don't judge things by sight and sense and feeling. Don't be governed by human emotions of things. God knows what he's doing. You just walk with him. He'll bring everything out well in the end. Though there's circumstances you may not understand.
Les circonstances, vous pouvez ne pas les comprendre.
Things trying to pull you to the left, trying to pull
les
you to the right.
De vous tirer à gauche,
the Lord said to Joshua, turn not to the left, turn not to the right.
Ni à gauche, ni à droite.
You just keep marching on.
Toi, continue à marcher.
And as a believer, you've got to come to that stage.
Comme croyant, vous devez arriver
you've
à
got
cet
to move
endroit.
Beyond the immaturity
vous devez aller
of this brother said this against me and this sister did this to
ce
me.
Frère m'a fait ceci, cette
what is that to you? Jesus said, follow thou me. Follow thou me. Leave the dead to bury their dead. But follow me and preach the kingdom, he said to that man. And that's a real example that he gave to us himself. He was the perfect example. Paul was another example. The prophet was such an example. But we've seen it before how God had to deal with the prophet in our age. And the Lord said to him, you're walking with too many people. You're listening to too many people. The ministerial committee in South Africa and those things. And the Lord sent him to walk with me. You have to walk alone. You have to separate yourself. Not a physical separation. But there's a certain place that you've got to walk. Where it's just you and God. In present stage of the ministry. He speaks of Brother Tony Zabel who came to him. We know it well. He was one of the deacons. And Tony Zabel said, I had a funny dream, Brother Branham. He said, I dreamed I was trying to find my way upwards to heaven. And he met different people and in this dream they pointed him to Brother Branham.
He
says, and he climbed up the hill until he got to me. And I got him by the arm. And I led him on up till I got to the top of the hill. And then there was a wilderness to go through. And for every one of us is a wilderness, friends. That's the testing time. The prophet says the things that we go through. He says many rebel at that time and go back. But before you can get into the promised land, there's a wilderness to go through. And the prophet in the dream, he led Brother Tony to the edge of the wilderness. Then he said, Tony, I must leave you here. You must walk some of this way by yourself. Personal accountability. Personal decisions. Sacred sense. God dealing with the souls of his elect. God leading his prophets to the backside of the desert. When God deals with his people in a way that only he can deal with his people. He said, Brother Branham, but what can I do from here on? And I said, come here, Tony. Look down there. You see them barefoot tracks with blood in them. I said, that's what I followed all the way. You just stay on that. Friends, you just keep following the bloody footprints that he's ordained for you to follow. And you'll find that he'll walk with you. Only one set of footprints in the sand. My child, that's when I carried you.
Il dit, c'est là que je vais te conduire, mon fils.
That's when you'll find out the faithfulness of the Lord.
C'est là que vous allez trouver la fidélité du Seigneur.
That's when you'll find out that He has good thoughts for you.
C'est là que vous allez trouver qu'il a des bonnes pensées pour
I
vous.
I know the thoughts that I think towards you.
Il dit, j'ai des pensées.
Thoughts
pour vous.
Of peace and not of evil, saith the Lord.
Des pensées de paix et non de malheur.
And He's getting you there, friend.
Et vous amène.
If you'll just allow Him to get you
si
there.
Si vous lui permettez seulement.
But one of the greatest things you can do is take your eyes off the prize and look at flesh and blood.
L'une des mauvaises choses que vous pouvez faire, c'est de regarder sur la chair
and
et le sang.
Be your majestic.
Et vous confiez dans la chair et le sang.
We should never let it be like that.
Vous ne devez jamais laisser les choses.
Never let the behavior of other people.
Ne laissez jamais le comportement
govern your behavior.
Des autres.
Never do that.
Guider. Ne faites jamais cela.
Never let.
Ne laissez jamais.
The spiritual condition.
La condition
of other people.
D'autres personnes.
Govern your spiritual condition.
Guidez votre condition spirituelle.
Always rise above the crowd.
Élevez-vous
au-dessus. That's what the mighty men did in the Bible.
C'est ce que les vaillants.
They rose above the crowd in their day.
Ils s'étaient élevés au-dessus de la foule.
That man Eliezer, the son of Dodo.
Cet homme Eliezer, fils de Dodo.
He was one of the three mighty. We've read him before.
C'était l'un des vaillants comme nous avons lu.
But the Bible says.
Mais la Bible dit,
it was a time when they defied the Philistines.
Il y avait un moment où ils avaient défié les Philistins.
They decided we're going to stand against the Philistines.
Ils ont dit, nous allons nous tenir contre les Philistins.
And all the brethren were there.
Et tous les frères étaient là.
And they stood against the Philistines.
Et ils s'étaient tenus contre les Philistins.
It says they gathered together to battle.
Ils s'étaient réunis pour se battre.
It says and the men of Israel went away.
Il dit, certains d'Israël
for whatever reason that it was.
On ne sait pas pour quelle raison.
And there was Eliezer.
Mais il y avait Eliezer.
And there was the Philistines.
Et il y avait les Philistins.
And here was the inheritance of Israel.
Et il y avait l'héritage d'Israël.
And this man had a choice that he could make.
Et cet homme avait un choix qu'il pouvait
he
faire.
He could do like the rest of the people.
Il pouvait faire comme le reste des gens.
Or he could make his calling sure.
Ou il pouvait être
he could face up to personal responsibility.
Il pouvait faire face à une responsabilité.
He could look to flesh and blood as his example.
Il pouvait prendre pour exemple la chair et le sang.
Or he could look into the face of the vision.
Ou il pouvait regarder à la face de la vision.
And say, I'm a child of the covenant.
Il a dit, je suis fils
what
de
is expected of me at this time?
Qu'est-ce qu'on attend de moi en ce
and
moment?
What made him a mighty man
et ce qui a fait de lui un vaillant,
is he looked at the commission.
C'est qu'il a regardé à la
and
commission.
He weighed the commission with the conduct of others.
Il a pesé la
and he said, away with flesh and blood as a standard. I'm governed by a heavenly commission. I'm striving to achieve the prize of the high calling in Christ Jesus. And when all the others went away, he stood his ground. The Bible says that. It says, and the men of Israel were gone away. And he arose. That separates the men from the boys, brethren. It's when the going gets tough. That's when you see the men of vision. That's when you see those that are walking with Christ in their day. When the going gets tough, the tough get going.
Quand les choses deviennent dures, les hommes forts continuent.
There's a something inside of them they can kick into another gear.
Il y a quelque chose à l'intérieur dès qu'il est poussé.
Beyond just the rest of flesh and blood that they're surrounded by.
Au-dessus de ce que la chair et le sang peuvent faire.
And they follow the right example.
Et ils suivent le bon exemple.
They follow Christ.
Ils suivent Christ.
Who walked alone into the fiery furnace.
Qui a marché seul dans la fournaise.
They follow Christ who tread the winepress of the wrath of God alone.
Pour boire la coupe de la colère de Dieu.
They follow Christ who took up his cross. Despite all the opposition of men, all the good wishes of people who weren't walking in the same vision, all of the reasons why you shouldn't do it, but he went beyond the call of the ordinary man.
De l'homme ordinaire.
Jesus, the Bible says.
La Bible dit Jésus.
David speaks of him.
David
and he says, the zeal of my father's house has eaten me up.
Dit, le zèle de la maison de mon père me
friends,
dévore.
Where's the zeal? Where's the zeal in the sons and daughters of God? How can your zeal be governed by other people? Friends, that's immaturity. That is great immaturity. That's not the kind of walk that you want, that your spiritual zeal for Christ is governed by the behavior of others that are around you. Don't ever let that be your measure stick. What kind of spiritual walk is that?
That your zeal for Christ is governed by the opinions of people. It's governed by the behavior of people. Let's come up higher, friends. Let's come up higher from a realm of flesh and blood, from the realm of just the common believer. And let's come into this realm of the men of vision, to the place where people establish testimonies that go before them, that they recorded in the word as mighty men, mighty women. They were flesh and blood like us, but when the going got tough, they rose up. They looked personally at what was expected of them from him that had given the call. Friends, if I called you, you can be discouraged by me. If somebody else here called you, yes, that's your measure stick. But if Christ called you, that's your measure stick. Let nothing else be your measure stick. Never assess your progress against anything else. Never assess your spiritual condition by the spiritual condition of your brothers and sisters. You're using the wrong plumb line. You're using the wrong measure stick. Your measure stick is against your absolute. What does your Lord expect of you at this time? But you want to lean on flesh and blood. Esther wanted to do it in the Bible. When it came time for her to show why she was called, you were called maybe for such a time as this. And when the time came for to stir herself above what was just the norm of believers in that day, and to rise up and to take her place, at first she didn't want to do it.
Vous devez le faire.
And she had Mordecai to exhort her.
Elle avait Mardoché
and say, why has God called you?
Il lui a dit, pourquoi est-ce que Dieu
has God
appelé?
Called you just to be at an ease in Zion?
Dieu ne t'a pas appelé seulement pour
no,
être
God
à
has a higher expectation of you than
Dieu
that.
A une grande expectation
God has maybe put you in the kingdom for such a time as this.
Dieu t'a placé en cet endroit pour
to show Christ in your day.
Pour montrer Christ dans
when
votre
people
vie.
Are losing the vision,
quand les gens perdent la
maybe
vision,
they'll regain the vision through you.
Qu'ils reprennent la vision
maybe you will be the inspiration.
Peut-être vous serez l'inspiration
that'll bring people back onto the battlefield.
Qui va ramener les gens au champ de bataille.
And then finally Esther consecrated herself.
Finalement, Esther s'est consacrée,
laid aside her royal robes. Put on sackcloth and ashes.
Elle a enlevé sa robe royale, elle a porté le sac.
And said, it's true.
Elle a dit, c'est vrai.
What am I doing here?
Qu'est-ce que je fais ici?
What am I being governed by?
Par quoi suis-je guidé?
I'm being governed by my flesh and blood.
Je suis guidé par ma chair et par mon sang.
What does God think about me at
Mais
this time?
Que Dieu pense de moi en ce
what
temps?
Does God expect of me?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu attend de moi?
Has God called me to a high calling?
Dieu m'a-t-il appelé à un appel?
And when she consecrated herself,
elle est allée se consacrer.
And God clothed in the right robe now, the spiritual robe.
Dieu l'a revêtue de la robe.
She went before the king.
Elle est allée devant le roi.
She took her place.
Elle a pris sa place.
She walked that road alone.
Elle a marché cette route.
No one else could walk that road in that day.
Personne d'autre ne pouvait marcher.
But that was her commission.
C'était
that
sa commission.
That is what was expected of her.
C'est ce qu'on attendait d'elle.
And she was a vessel in the hands of God.
Elle était un vase dans la main de Dieu.
Who brought deliverance to the kingdom of Israel.
Qui a mené la délivrance au royaume d'Israël.
Why can't you be the same?
Pourquoi
what's different between you and her?
Quelle est la différence?
You have a greater privilege. You are under the new covenant. She was under bulls and goats.
Vous êtes sous la nouvelle alliance. Elle était sous les.
Don't let anybody else be your example.
Ne laissez personne d'autre être votre exemple.
God made you.
Dieu a
He's called you.
Il vous a appelé.
He's put a potential in you.
Il a placé un potentiel.
And if you'll
vous.
Fully put that in His hands,
et si vous placez tout
He
dans
will express the potential that's in you.
Il va manifester la
and you will do things
qui est en vous, et vous allez faire
that God ordained you to do
que Dieu vous a appelé de faire.
And fulfill a commission that nobody else has.
Et accomplir la commission que personne
but you've got to make your
et vous devez faire
calling an election sure.
Vous devez vous rassurer
and the time that you make it sure is when the going gets tough.
Et vous devez être sûr de cela quand les choses sont dures.
Not when everybody is so sweet with one another.
Pas seulement quand
it doesn't
les gens
prove
sont
anything.
Vous, cela ne va rien faire.
It's when the going gets tough.
C'est quand les choses
when it's time to swim against the tide.
C'est quand vous devez naviguer à contre-courant.
The prophet says it's easy to put the oars in the boat and to go down with the stream.
Le prophète dit c'est facile de naviguer dans le courant
of common humanity.
Comme tout le monde.
But when you need to take out those oars and say enough is enough.
Mais quand vous devez prendre position,
I want to make progress again in my spiritual call.
Je dois maintenant être sûr de mon appel.
I want to go upstream.
Je dois aller à contre-courant.
That separates the men from the boys.
Cela fait la différence entre les hommes.
That shows
les
who's
garçons.
A person of vision, who's walking in the vision.
Cela montre qui marche selon la vision.
And who's being led by flesh and blood.
Et qui est gouverné par la chair.
It shows at that kind of a time.
Dans des temps comme ceci.
The prophet says all God needs is one man in his hand.
Right.
Just
dit,
one.
Dont Dieu a besoin, c'est une personne
in any age. One man in the hands of God is a majority.
Dieu, une personne dans la main.
Why can't you be that man?
Pourquoi ne pouvez-vous
Why can't you be
cette
that
personne?
Woman? Why can't I be that man or that
Pourquoi
woman?
Ne puis-je pas être cette
Nothing
cette
holds
femme.
You back.
Rien ne peut vous
You've
arrêter.
Received the call.
Si vous
You've
avez
received
reçu
the commission.
Vous avez reçu la
He's
commission.
Given us all the spiritual resources
vous
we need.
Donné toutes les ressources spirituelles.
Stop looking at flesh and blood.
Arrêtez de regarder à la
Look at the one who died for you.
Regardez à celui qui est mort pour vous.
Get back to the heavenly vision on the Damascus road.
Rentrez à la vision céleste sur le chemin.
Line yourself up at the North Star.
Regardez à l'étoile polaire.
Start walking in the bloody footprints once again.
Commencez à marcher encore dans les sang, les pas ensemble.
And fulfill the purpose of your calling.
Et accomplissez le
That's what God
de votre
calls
appel.
Us to do.
C'est ce que Dieu veut que nous fassions.
The prophet says in 3rd Exodus.
Dans le 3rd
He's tried to get it through every age.
Il essaie de le faire dans chaque âge.
If you could just get one man.
S'il essaie seulement s'il pouvait obtenir une
In the days of Noah, he got just one man.
Dans les jours de Noé, il avait obtenu un homme.
In the days of Elijah, one man.
Dans les jours d'Élie, il avait obtenu un
In the days of John the Baptist, he got one man.
Les jours de Jean-Baptiste, il avait eu
And one man is all that he needs.
Et un homme, c'est tout ce dont il a besoin.
In the days of the judges, he tried to get one man.
Au jour des juges, il avait essayé d'obtenir un homme.
He gave Samson great power.
Il avait donné la puissance
But
à Samson.
But he sold it out to a woman and was
Mais
blinded.
Samson l'a vendu à une femme.
You see, the judges were so.
Mais, voyez, les judges,
God is the judge.
Dieu avait
the judges had to fail. God is the judge.
Dieu est le juge.
You see, and today,
Et vous voyez aujourd'hui,
he's trying to get one man.
Il essaie d'avoir un homme.
If he can just get him in his hand, that'll tell the truth.
S'il peut seulement avoir quelqu'un qui peut dire sa vérité en sa main.
One man that he can hold in his hand.
Un homme qu'il peut tenir dans
and
sa main.
Show his word alive.
Et montrer que sa parole est
and
vivante.
Show himself alive.
Et se montrer lui-même vivant.
But there's a human element here. There's your free will.
Mais il y a un élément humain ici.
Are you willing to pay the price?
À moins que vous voulez payer le prix.
Because the price is separation.
Le prix, c'est la séparation.
Come out of her, my people.
Sortez du milieu d'eux, mon
Come
peuple.
Out from among them.
Sortez du milieu d'eux.
Separate yourself from unbelief.
Séparez-vous de l'incrédulité.
Separate yourself from your sinful associates.
Séparez-vous de vos amitiés païennes.
Friends, separate yourself from anything that's not walking in the vision.
Séparez-vous de toute personne qui ne marche pas dans la vision.
And find those that are walking in the vision.
Et trouvez ceux qui marchent dans la vision.
And they'll encourage you like David and Jonathan.
Ils vont vous encourager comme David
like
et Jonathan.
Paul had his Timothy and his Titus.
Comme Paul avec ses Timothée et ses Titus.
Jesus had his John who leant on his bosom.
Jésus avait son Jean qui s'est couché
There's
sur
going to be those people
poitrine,
governed by the same vision.
Des gens guidés par la même
Walk
vision.
With those people.
Marche avec ces gens.
And see how it helps you in your life.
Et voyez comment cela va vous aider.
There's nothing like spiritual unity.
Il n'y a rien comme l'humilité spirituelle.
For God to bless.
Pour que Dieu bénisse.
You know, we spoke about the other week, or Moody when he was called.
Il a parlé de Moody.
Dwight Moody.
Dwight Moody.
And he had been a believer, he had been a Christian, he had done this, that, and the other.
Un chrétien.
But he sat there that day and he heard somebody preach.
Ce jour-là, il a entendu quelqu'un
prêcher. And then he spoke to that man, that minister afterwards.
Il a parlé à cette personne
and that minister
prêcher.
Said to him,
Et ce ministre lui
he
a
says,
dit,
Dwight,
il lui a dit, Dwight,
the world has yet to see
la parole doit encore
what
voir.
God will do in
ce que Dieu va
and
faire.
Through
Dans
and
et
by
et par
and with a man
et avec un
who's
homme
fully surrendered in his hands.
Qui s'est abandonné entièrement
and Dwight Moody said, it so inspired me.
Et Dwight Moody a dit, cela m'a
he said, because he said, it's a man and I'm a man.
Il a dit, un homme et je suis
so
un
it's
homme.
Up to me.
Il a parlé
if
de
I'm
moi.
Willing to fully surrender myself
si
into his hands, I can be that man.
Je peux être cette personne.
And friends, God used him in his day to turn the world upside down.
Et Dieu lui a utilisé pour renverser les choses dans son jour.
Because all that he was looking for God was one man. one person to become a prisoner of Jesus Christ. But to become a prisoner of Jesus Christ, you've got to die to your ambitions. You've got to die to your own thoughts, your own ideas, your own judgments, your own opinions. You've got to lay them upon the altar. Remember the prophet in the Holy Ghost series?
Dans la prédication sur le Saint-Esprit,
right at the beginning of the first message,
juste au début du
he says, me and my wife the other night,
il dit, moi et ma
we knelt next to that ottoman, that stool,
nous étions là à côté de cette
with our open Bibles,
avec notre Bible,
and we re-consecrated ourselves
nous nous sommes reconsacrés
to a complete service.
Un abandon total.
He says, we confessed every negative thought.
Nous avons confessé toute pensée négative.
He says, and I hope you've done the same.
Je crois que vous avez
that
fait
you've
la même
burnt
chose.
Every bridge.
Que vous avez brûlé
you've
tous
made
les
every sin right.
Vous avez arrangé tous les
he péchés. Says, then we're coming on holy ground.
Yeah.
And those that come on holy ground, those that come hungry will never go away hungry. Those that come thirsty will never go away thirsty. Friends, it's up to us. What do we want to become? Do we want to be patted on the backs by the critics? Do we want to be numbered amongst the scornful, like David said in Psalm 1? The unbelievers. He said, blessed is the man who doesn't associate like that, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates night and day. He shall be like a tree that brings forth spiritual food in due season, brings forth his fruit in his season. What about fruit in your life? What about in my life? Are we bringing forth fruit in this season? If not, we need to do what the prophet did. We need to lay ourselves, friends, upon that altar. Until our old ideas have died. Until our own thoughts of how life should be run die. Those ambitions that govern us contrary to his vision. We have to lay there till those things die. Those associates that hold us back from the heavenly calling. Let those relationships die. Anything that's contrary to the heavenly
vision.
That's why it's such a personal thing. Because you cannot do that for me. I cannot do that for you. You can exhort me. You can encourage me. You can tell me how wonderful it is to walk with Christ in this age. But it's got to be my choice in the end. A conscious decision of my own free will. And then Christ can do something for us, friends. Friends, that's what I want in my life. I want his will to be done. Let all the things of the past just be stepping stones, like we said the other week. Let all the immaturity and the lessons we've learned, let's learn from them. And let's lay ourselves upon the altar. And let's become people fully in his hand. God does wonderful things even if you're just partially in his hands, like Samson. Because he'll use what you give him.
Amen.
Imagine the potential if you put yourself fully in his hands.
Hey.
But I'll tell you one thing. The devil ain't going to make it easy for you. Watch so many things rise up around you at those times. Once that zeal for your father's house starts burning in your bosom once again. Watch people try to throw water to put it out. Watch the devil rise up. It's his job. He wouldn't be doing his job if he didn't do it.
Il va faire son travail.
But don't be governed by flesh and blood.
Mais ne soyez pas gouverné par la chair et par
don't
le sang.
Be governed by circumstances
ne soyez pas gouverné
that are beyond your control.
Cela est au-delà
what
de
is that to you? Follow thou me, Jesus said.
Ce qu'il a dit, c'est suis-moi,
put your eyes back on him.
Fixez vos regards sur
and that's what happened with Eliezer
c'est
the son of Dodo.
Eliezer, le fils de Dodo.
God only needed one man that day.
Dieu voulait, avait besoin
the multitude
personne.
Went back, turned their back in the time of battle.
La multitude s'en est allée au temps de la bataille.
For whatever reason that it was.
pour n'importe quelle raison.
And this man made a decision.
Mais cet homme a pris la décision.
To say the job needs to be done.
Il dit le travail doit être fait.
There's nobody else to do the job.
Il y a personne d'autre qui peut faire le travail.
I have my personal responsibility.
J'ai ma responsabilité personnelle.
Friends, we need to understand.
Nous devons comprendre
personal obligation before God.
L'obligation personnelle devant Dieu.
There's no group obligation before
C'est
God.
Pas une obligation du groupe.
Every man stands before God as an individual.
Chacun de se tient devant Dieu.
And you answer for your personal responsibility.
Vous répondez pour votre
You'll answer for your personal obligation.
Vous répondez pour votre obligation.
You're not going to answer for the other brother.
Vous n'allez pas
for his
pour
conduct,
frère,
order and behavior.
Pour sa conduite ou pour son comportement.
So why pay attention?
Pourquoi alors
encourage him, exhort him, but don't let that govern you.
Mais ne soyez pas guidé par lui.
Don't let that affect you beyond what it should.
Ne laissez pas cela vous affecter au-delà de ce que cela.
This man I like so much about Eliezer.
J'aime cet homme Eliezer.
He stood as an individual.
Il s'est tenu là individuellement.
He knew who he was.
Il savait ce
he knew
était.
Who God was.
Il savait qui Dieu était.
And he knew what needed to be done.
Et il savait qu'est-ce qui devait être fait.
They had plenty of excuses he could have made.
Il avait beaucoup de raisons à donner.
But brother so-and-so is not here.
Il dit celui-ci ou celui-là n'est pas
But
ici.
But so sister so-and-so, she did this and that and the other.
Et telle sœur,
all the rest of them left ici. In the day of battle.
Et tous ces gens, ils s'étaient éloignés.
But he wasn't governed by the rest of them.
Mais il n'était pas guidé
par What the rest of them do is not up to you and me, friends.
Tout ce que les autres font,
What I do is up to me. What I do, my personal obligation, that's what I'm going to give an account for one day. The man with the 5 talents didn't answer for the man with the 10 talents. Every one of them answered for what he did with his own talents. That's the one. Measure stick that God used. What has he put in your hand? What is in your hand? What opportunities do you have? You are only responsible for your sphere of influence. We're not responsible for what's happening in Africa, friends. We're not responsible to right the wrongs in North America. We are just individually responsible.
Nous avons la
for what God has put individually in our hands. What can I do? What is my responsibility? And this man realized that. He realized, I'm not responsible for all these people leaving the battlefield. But I'm responsible before God for my own commission. What has he put in my hand? He's put a sword in my hand, okay? I'm a child of the covenant. I'm going to stand with this sword in my position, and I'm going to do that which is expected of me. And in fact, he did more than was expected of him. It wasn't just a common deed that he did that day. It was a great deed of spiritual valor. It was courageous.
C'était le courage.
It was bravery.
C'était la
bravoure. It was determination.
C'était la détermination.
And it made him
Cela a fait de lui
be ranked as a mighty man.
Être compté comme
and it's
un
the
païen.
Same as you and I, friends.
C'est la même chose
What are we going to do for King Jesus?
Qu'est-ce qu'on devons
faire if he did it for King David,
s'ils ont fait cela pour
he had a sword in his hand. He's given you the sword in
il
your hand.
L'épée dans sa main.
He's given us the king's sword.
Il nous a donné l'épée
it
du roi.
Fits perfectly in your hand, the prophet says.
Et c'est là convient parfaitement à votre main.
But what are we going to do with it?
Qu'est-ce que vous allez faire
we can
avec?
Use it to slice our brethren.
Nous allons utiliser cela pour frapper
we
nos
can
ennemis.
Use it to fight the wrong enemy, friends.
Nous avons utilisé
or
cela
we can
pour
use it to
frères.
Fulfill our commission.
Nous allons utiliser cela pour frapper nos frères ou pour accomplir notre commission.
He didn't want
Il ne voulait
just
pas,
to be numbered
Il ne voulait pas seulement être compté
in the common mass of people in that day.
Parmi les gens seulement ce jour-là.
He wanted to be stand as an individual.
Il voulait se tenir individuellement.
To face up to his individual such responsibility.
Pour faire face à sa responsabilité individuelle.
He thought for himself.
Il a pensé pour lui-même.
He acted for himself.
Il a agi pour lui-même.
He made his own personal decision before God.
Il a pris sa décision personnelle devant Dieu.
And that was the measure stick that he used.
Et c'était les talons
What is expected of me in this day?
Qu'est-ce qu'on attend de moi en ce jour?
Now you find people when they're baptized.
Et nous trouvons les
when
gens,
you're baptized, you're making a declaration.
Quand vous êtes baptisé, vous faites une déclaration.
But too many people are making false vows at their baptism.
Mais il y a beaucoup de gens qui font des faux vœux.
Because what are you saying at baptism?
Qu'est-ce que vous dites quand vous êtes
You are saying publicly.
Vous dites publiquement.
I'm no longer my own.
Je ne m'appartiens plus.
I'm bought with a price.
Je suis racheté.
The price of the blood of Christ.
Le prix du sang de Christ.
I've been redeemed not by corruptible silver and gold.
J'ai été racheté pas par l'or et l'argent corruptible.
I've been redeemed by the Lord.
J'ai été racheté par le Seigneur.
And when you're going in those waters, what are you testifying to us?
Et quand vous allez, qu'est-ce que vous témoignez?
That you're burying the old man.
Que vous enterrez la vieille personne.
So why don't we live faithful? To that obligation then.
Et pourquoi ne vivez-vous pas fidèle?
Why do we come out of the waters of baptism? We live another kind of a life.
Comment sortez-vous des eaux de baptême?
That's a false vow that you made before us. You said you were dead to the world. You were burying the old man. You were dead to the old fashions of the world. You were dead to your old friendships. Sinful associates. You were dead to living for yourself. You are now rising up as a prisoner to Jesus Christ. A prisoner of love. We're going to have to answer for that one day. Personally before God. We made a stand publicly. That this is who I am now. I'm burying the old man. And then as soon as you come out, the old man resurrects again. I don't understand that. It shouldn't be like that, friends. Let's not make false vows before the Lord. Let's repent if we've made false vows. Let's say, Jesus, I'm sorry. I gave it all to you, then I took it back in my own hands once again. It shouldn't be that. Once you come out of those waters of baptism, you have a personal responsibility before Jesus Christ himself to make your calling and to make your election sure. You have a personal responsibility to finish the course that you've testified to us that you're starting. You have a personal obligation to walk in the bloody footprints that Jesus has set for you to follow. No matter what wilderness it goes through, we sing the song, I have decided to follow Jesus. Though no one joins me, yet I will follow. And then just let a few believers step on your toes, you don't come to church anymore. What were you singing the song for then? You've said, if no one follows, I'm still going to follow. Live true to your vow. Repent of your false vows that you made. Just like Peter had to repent. I'll never deny you. I'll never forsake you. Even if all the brethren don't come to church, I'll come to church. And then where was Peter? Where was Peter when the believers were gathering? Peter was warming at the fire of the enemy. Denying his Lord. But the wonderful thing is he repented with tears. Because he made a false profession. He said, I'll never deny you. Then he went and denied him. Friends, there's a personal obligation that we have. This is an individual walk. This is an individual call. And even if nobody else goes all the way, that is no grounds for you to stand before Christ on that day and say, I didn't make it because nobody else did it. Did they call you? Did they die for you? Did they shed their blood for you? Did they inspire the word for you? Did they speak to your soul and put conviction of sin? It wasn't flesh and blood. If your call started with flesh and blood, you're in trouble. But if it didn't start with flesh and blood, why allow flesh and blood to affect you the way that it does? You may claim great maturity, but that shows your immaturity. Because your walk is governed by flesh and blood. Let's come up higher. Let's go beyond the camp. Let's bear his reproach in our day. If it means walking alone, let's walk alone. You were on your own when he called you. You were on your own at the altar when you accepted Christ. Since when did it become a group thing now? Friends, let's not do that. Let's use these examples that God has put in His Word. The lives of great men all remind us that we can make our lives sublime. And with partings leave behind us footprints on the sands of time. Footprints that perhaps another brother can see those footprints and take heart once again. Friends, let's be faithful to our call. The blood is there for our mistakes. He understands the infirmities of this flesh. But let's be sincere. Let's be sincere about these things. Let's come back to the basics of my personal call and your personal call before Christ. Before we try to take the weeds out of everyone else's vineyard, like Solomon said. Where you try to take the weeds out of all the other vineyards. Solomon said, he says, the fool. He's always complaining about the condition of other people's vineyards, and his is the worst of them all. Because he's so busy looking over the wall at what's happening here and what's happening there. He's not paying attention to his own vineyard. Friends, let's come back to our own vineyards and see where it is. Before we start taking the speck out of someone's eye, let's look in the mirror ourselves. And say, what about my call? What about the fruits I'm supposed to be bearing in this age? This man Eliezer, he realized that.
Cet homme Eliezer a compris cela.
That the genuine responsibility of religion is a personal thing.
Very personal. It's
like with Ruth and Orpah.
C'est comme Ruth et Orpah.
Are you a Ruth or are you an Orpah?
Es-tu Ruth
You've got to make your decision.
Tu dois faire une décision.
Both of them started well.
Et peut-être qu'ils avaient tout bien commencé.
But then there came a certain stage that Orpah went back.
Ils sont arrivés à un moment où Orpah a reculé.
But Ruth made a clear-cut decision.
Mais Ruth a fait une bonne décision.
That I'm not going back. Even if I have to die where you are, I'm going to die there.
Là où tu mourras, je mourrai
aussi. I'm not going back to my old people again. Your people are going to be my people.
Je vais pas rentrer vers mon peuple. Ton peuple sera mon peuple.
That's what God respects.
C'est ce
that
que Dieu
kind
regarde.
Of a profession.
Ce genre de profession.
And that's why Ruth, she became one of the mighties. She became one of the ancestors of the Lord Jesus Christ. She's in the genealogy. Because God so respected that characteristic inside of her. Now, one thing I like about Eliezer, when he saw the other brothers leaving the battlefield, he never criticized them. He never ran after them and said, "You brothers, what are you doing?" He didn't look at the shortcomings of other people.
Il n'a pas regardé aux faiblesses.
You know what he realized that day?
Quand vous réalisez cela,
he realized my responsibility
il a compris que ma responsabilité
is not diminished by the behavior of these people. But my responsibility is increased.
Amen. Mais ma responsabilité devient encore plus
because
grande.
If all the brethren were here, I'm just going to have to do like a normal brother.
Parce que si tous les frères étaient ici, j'y allais, mais
but because the others
frères,
aren't in the line of duty, I'm going to have to rise up above myself.
Comme ils sont pas au poste de devoir, je dois
something
faire
extraordinary is demanded of me in this day.
Quelque chose a montré qu'il était
because of my brethren.
À cause de mes frères.
Maybe he looked around and said, where are they going?
Peut-être qu'il a regardé et dit, où est-ce qu'ils sont
here's
partis?
The Philistines.
Voici les
Philistines. Here's our inheritance.
Voici notre héritage.
Here's our responsibility. This is what you've been trained for from the days of our youth. And the brethren went back in the days of battle.
Les frères se sont enfuis dans les jours de la bataille.
But you know the greatest thing that you can do?
Mais la plus grande chose que vous pouvez faire,
instead of talking to people or about people,
au lieu de parler des choses,
is be an example.
C'est d'être un exemple.
The best thing this man could do was lead by example.
La meilleure chose que quelqu'un peut faire, c'est de
that's the greatest way you can inspire somebody.
C'est comme ça que vous inspirez
look
quelqu'un.
At why did the disciples die?
Pourquoi les disciples sont morts?
They followed the example.
Ils ont suivi l'exemple.
Christ led by example.
Ils étaient guidés par l'exemple.
And they followed him.
Et ils l'ont suivi.
And said, if he can do this, we can also.
Comme lui peut le faire, nous pouvons aussi le
and
faire.
I'm sure people, when they saw Eliezer, they're smiting the Philistines.
Et quand ils ont vu Eliezer, frapper les
some of them maybe turned around and said, what are we doing?
Quelqu'un pouvait dire, qu'est-ce que
if he can do it in this day,
si lui pouvait le faire
if he can live that kind of a life,
si lui pouvait vivre ce genre de
if vie, he can do those kind of exploits,
s'il pouvait faire ce genre d'exploits,
in the condition that things are now,
dans les conditions
what about us? Maybe we can do something as well.
Peut-être nous pouvons aussi faire la même chose.
Paul said it to Timothy.
Paul a dit cela
he says,
Timothy.
Be thou an example.
Il dit, sois un exemple.
Jesus said it.
Jésus
at the Last Supper, I've given you an example.
J'ai
just lay on the altar and say, Lord, I want to be an example. I just want you to shine through.
Je veux seulement que
I just want to live
je veux seulement vivre
what should be lived.
Je
and genuine people will see
et les gens authentiques vont
that
voir
this is what they're missing out on.
C'est qu'il manque.
Words many times don't help, friends.
Les paroles plusieurs fois n'aident pas.
But to live the life.
Mais vivez la
to
vie.
Live a sermon.
Vivez une
that's the real thing. Anyone can talk.
Tout le monde peut parler.
But only genuine people can live the life.
Mais seulement les bonnes personnes
you've got to have the genuine thing to live the genuine thing.
Vous devez avoir la chose authentique pour vivre
there's
la
no impersonations to this.
Il n'y a pas d'imitation à cela.
It's the real thing.
C'est la chose réelle.
The prophet who speaks and God keeps his word.
Dans Dieu garde sa parole, le prophète dit,
he speaks about when he went out on the field.
Il parle de quand il est allé
and everybody was saying it can't be done and all this. God doesn't heal anymore.
Les gens disaient, ceci ne peut pas être fait. Dieu ne guérit
plus. And the prophet says, when I went out, I preached on the message of David and Goliath.
Et le prophète dit, quand je suis allé, j'ai prêché sur David et Goliath.
And he says, look at the spiritual condition of that day.
Il dit, regardez la condition
spirituelle. All the brethren were defeated.
Tous les frères étaient vaincus.
The brethren didn't want to be on the battlefield because Goliath was there.
Tous les frères ne voulaient pas être au champ de bataille parce que
nobody
personne
was willing to rise to the challenge.
Ne voulait pas, ne voulait faire face au défi.
But yeah, here's the next secret.
Mais il y avait un secret.
One man can make a difference.
Une seule personne peut faire
one
la différence.
One man can make
une
a difference,
personne,
friends.
Une personne.
Why don't you resolve to be that man?
Pourquoi ne voulez
why don't you resolve to be that woman?
Pourquoi ne voulez pas être cette femme?
David made the difference.
David
God didn't need the multitude to turn things around.
Il ne voulait pas, Dieu n'a pas besoin de la multitude.
God just needed one man in his hand.
Dieu a besoin seulement d'un homme dans
that
sa
was
main.
David.
C'était David.
And then the prophet says, by the grace of God, I started. He went out.
Le prophète dit, par la grâce de Dieu, j'ai commencé.
He says, and now what's happened?
Maintenant, c'est, qu'est-ce qu'il
revival est fires est... are burning on every hill around the world.
Le feu du réveil brûlé, brûle maintenant dans
he says, place. When old Goliath was slain,
quand Goliath a été égorgé,
and Israel saw it,
Israel
a, they also drew their swords.
Israel
I love that.
Aussi,
I love that.
J'aime cela.
That's an example, friends.
C'est un exemple.
God gave us one man in the hands of God in this age.
Dieu nous a donné
and he waved him as a sheaf before the people to show the potential of what can be done to those who will fully walk with God in this age. And the prophet says, and the men began to pull their swords. And they said, if Goliath, the biggest one, can be slain, then we'll start cutting too. And that's how you bring people back to the battlefield.
C'est comme ça que vous ramenez les gens au champ.
Just show them it can be done.
Montrez-le seulement que cela
people say, oh, in Ireland, it's so hard. Oh,
en Irlande, c'est difficile.
We don't have enough time. There's too much responsibility.
Nous n'avons pas assez de temps. Il y a trop de responsabilité.
Let one person show the way.
Mais qu'il y ait seulement une personne.
Somebody show that it can be done.
Quelqu'un qui montre
and
que
see your brethren start pulling their swords
vous
as well.
Vous verrez tous les frères commencer à dégainer leurs
épées. Because I know that it can be done.
Cela peut être fait.
Eliezer was determined.
Eliezer était déterminé.
He was going to be part of the solution, not a bigger part of the problem.
Il voulait être partie de la solution et non partie du problème.
It's easy to be a part of the problem, friends.
C'est facile d'être.
When everyone's gossiping, it's easy to gossip.
Quand quelqu'un critique, vous pouvez aussi facilement.
When everyone's complaining, it's easy to complain.
Quand tout le monde se plaint, il est facile.
When people don't want to come on a Wednesday, it's easy not to go on a Wednesday.
Quand les gens ne viennent pas à l'église le mercredi, c'est facile.
It's much harder. It takes men of vision.
Mais vous devez être un homme de vision.
To go against the flow.
Pour aller
and to say, I want to be part of the solution here, not part of the problem.
Je veux être la solution et non le problème.
And this man Eliezer said, I want to be part of the solution here.
Et Ezekiel a dit, je veux apporter.
Me just joining the rest, running from the battle, is not going to fix anything.
Rejoindre tous ceux qui fuient ne vont, ne va rien.
But I'm going to draw my sword and see if I can be part of the solution.
Je vais prendre mon épée, je vais porter
I'm going to take the responsibility personally upon myself.
Je vais prendre la responsabilité personnellement sur moi-même.
And that's what he did.
C'est ce qu'il a fait.
The prophet says, and take inside with Jesus.
Le prophète dit d'en prendre
he speaks about Frank and Johnny in the house.
Il parle de Frank et Johnny dans la maison.
And it's Johnny's responsibility to bring in the wood.
Il dit, c'est la responsabilité de Johnny d'amener le bois.
And Johnny doesn't bring in the wood.
Et Johnny n'amène pas de bois.
And then mommy says, Frank, go and get the wood.
Et la maman dit, Frank, toi,
and he says, no, it's not my responsibility, it's Johnny's responsibility.
Et, non, c'est pas ma responsabilité, c'est la responsabilité
the
de
prophet
Johnny.
Says, like you were a little boy.
Et c'est comme quand nous
and you say, my business is just to chop the wood, it's not to bring it in.
Mon travail, c'est seulement de découper les
let Johnny de pack it in.
Et il a dit,
I don't care if the snow falls in or the rain.
Cela m'importe.
Let Johnny go out and get it.
Que Johnny a cherché
the prophet says, no.
Il dit, mais
it's your duty as a child of that home
il dit, c'est votre responsabilité
to make sure the wood doesn't get wet.
D'être sûr que le bois ne va pas être mouillé.
Go and get it for your mother.
Va et reprends-le pour ta
and
mère.
I'll say, friends, let's go and get it for our Father.
Dit, allons-y, prenons,
let's go and get it for our Savior.
Cherchons-le pour notre
if someone else isn't pulling their weight, you go and do it for them.
Si quelqu'un
you do what you can do.
Faites-le pour
if the rest of the brethren don't want to fight, Elias is going to fight even
si
the
les
more.
Autres ne veulent pas se battre,
he's going to fight until you can't even take the sword out of the hands manned at the end of the day. He held that sword so tight because he knew it's my responsibility to hold the sword tighter than I ever have and to fight harder than I've ever fought because you know that the key to it all we can never accept the enemy to win.
Nous n'allons jamais accepter
a genuine believer never will accept the enemy to win. How can we just let the enemy win like that? And Jesus says, this won't do, no. No matter the price, no matter the cost, the enemy can't win. We can't allow him to get away with this. And he says, no matter if I'm going to have to fight alone, I'm going to do my part and more than my part. To make sure the enemy doesn't win and take our inheritance here. And he stood there in the battlefield. But maybe you didn't read it, but read it when you get home. He wasn't really on his own. You'll find that there were the other mighties were there as well. But they weren't in his field. Because the Bible says they withstood the Philistines. And you'll always find you're not alone. You're never alone. When you start getting in the spirit, when you take out your sword and say, let me fight for our inheritance here, you'll find very soon you've got brothers and sisters doing the same thing. You may not see them in your sphere of influence at that time, but there's another brother encouraging someone there. There's another sister on her knees in intercession before the Lord there. There's someone else testifying to somebody at work. Somebody else testifying to a neighbor over there. God is never left without a witness. God is never left without a witness. And that's the thing that encourages you. There's always men of vision. There's always women of vision. There's always people that want to make the calling and election sure. We may get out of line a little bit as the bride in the vision. But the voice will say, get back in line. And you find yourself lining up again by the grace of God. Because it's your commission. Just coming to a close. In verse 10 of that 2 Samuel chapter 23, it says, he arose, if you can put it up. So it was personal. And smote the Philistines until his hand was weary. And his hand clave unto the sword. Now listen what it says. And the Lord wrought a great victory that day. These are the battles of the Lord that we fight. This isn't our battles. We're not here today for ourselves. This is for the kingdom. That shall not be moved. We're fighting for the kingdom that's soon going to smite the toes of the image and break it in pieces. And these Gentile kingdoms will be done away with. And his kingdom will fill the earth as the waters cover the sea. But you find when God finds a person who's willing to stand in the day of battle, to face up to personal obligation, who's governed by the zeal of their father's house. I always remember somebody saying it. Zeal goes beyond duty.
le zèle va au-delà de ce qu'on vous demande de faire.
Jesus didn't fulfill his duty.
Jésus n'a pas accompli son
devoir. Jesus went beyond his duty.
Jésus est allé au-delà de son
devoir. It was zeal for his father's house. It was zeal for you and I that made him do what he did.
C'est le zèle pour vous et moi qui a fait qu'il fasse.
But that was the Lord's victory that day.
Et c'était la victoire du Seigneur ce jour-là.
And we never ascribe greatness to anything that we can do.
Et il va jamais nous donner quelque chose.
No man ever laid hands on anybody and personally healed them.
Et quelqu'un, personne n'a jamais placé.
No person ever spoke to anybody and ever brought them to Christ themselves.
Personne n'a par ses propres efforts.
It was the Lord who wrote the victory.
C'est le Seigneur qui donne la.
But he found somebody that he could use in his hand.
Mais s'il se peut trouver
seulement. And then God could display his victory.
Si pour que le Seigneur
through Eliezer.
Comme Eliezer.
One man makes a difference.
Une personne peut faire la différence.
Look what it says at the end of that verse.
C'est qu'il dit à la fin de ce verset.
And the people returned after him only to spoil. The people came back to the battlefield.
Les gens sont revenus au champ de bataille.
He fought the battle. And then all those people that had run away, they came and said, hey, let's go back.
Tous ceux qui avaient fui sont revenus, ils ont dit,
that's the power of one single testimony, friends.
C'est la puissance d'un seul.
That's the effect you as an individual can have.
C'est l'effet que vous, en tant qu'individu,
you can find that avoir. Those that were falling away because of the example of Christ in your life. Because of that which victory which God wrought through you. Does through you.
C'est la victoire que Dieu a
it brings them back onto the battlefield.
Va les ramener au champ de bataille.
You know, the prophet says that come into your clothes and knoweth it not. We'll read two quotes and we're finished.
Le prophète dit, dans tu ne le sais pas.
He says, where are our John Quincy Adamses?
Il dit, où sont nos John Quincy Adams?
Where are our Abraham Lincolns?
Où sont nos Abraham Lincoln?
Abraham Lincoln was willing to pay with his own blood for the principle that he believed in of abolishing slavery.
Abraham Lincoln était prêt à payer son prix pour les principes pour lesquels il s'était né.
He says, men of principle.
Les gens des principes.
Where is our Patrick Henry?
Où est notre Patrick Henry?
Who said, give me liberty or give me death?
Qui a dit, donnez-moi la liberté ou tuez-moi?
Where are men that will stand for what is right?
Où sont ces gens qui vont se tenir pour ce qui est juste?
Regardless. The whole world against them.
Peu importe que tout le monde soit
but to stand for it and to die for it.
Mais ils s'est tenu, ils se tiennent là où ils vont mourir.
Where are our Arnold von Winkelrieds today?
Où sont
Arnold von Winkelried in Switzerland?
Où est cet homme là qui aujourd'hui cet homme là qui était en
Arnold
Suisse?
Arnold von Winkelried, everyone was so scared of the battle.
Cet homme là en Suisse, il n'avait pas peur de la bataille.
But he says, men,
il a dit les gens,
look on me.
Suivez-moi.
Today I die for Switzerland.
Aujourd'hui je vais mourir pour la Suisse.
And he ran into the thickest of the battle.
Il est allé à la.
He went beyond duty. He went beyond what was expected of him.
Il a fait plus que ce
qu'on
attendait
de lui. He took the spears right into himself.
Il a pris des flèches sur lui.
And he opened a way.
Et il a ouvert la
voie. And the rest of Switzerland followed through the gap.
Et le reste des Suisses ont suivi la brèche.
And Switzerland's been free up to this day.
Et la Suisse a été libérée.
The prophet speaks of Shamgar.
Le prophète parle de Sharon.
Shamgar. In the book of Judges. Who slew the Philistines with an ox goad.
Il avait tué les Philistins.
He says, the first thing you know,
tout ce que vous savez,
God began to move on him.
Dieu a commencé à travailler en lui.
The prophet says, I like that.
Le prophète dit, j'aime cela.
And he began to get angry.
Sometimes
you've got to get angry with the devil. Sometimes
you've got to
get angry with your spiritual condition.
Sometimes
you've got to get angry with the status quo that is around you. The prophet says, my, he looked around and he thought, oh my, I'm an Israelite.
Je suis un Israélite.
I'm circumcised.
Je suis circoncis.
Just the uncircumcised.
Et ils sont incirconcis.
I'm not a soldier.
Je suis pas un soldat.
I don't have time to get out here and learn how to do it.
Je n'ai pas le temps d'aller apprendre comment le faire.
But one thing I know.
Mais tout ce que je sais,
God is my God.
Dieu est mon Seigneur.
So he reached there, he got an old ox goad.
Il a pris seulement un petit os de veau.
He took what he had at hand.
Il a pris tout ce qu'il avait en
main. And the prophet says, brothers,
et le prophète dit,
the time is at hand.
Le temps est à
rise.
Levez-vous.
Take what is given to you.
Prenez ce qui vous est donné.
He says, men and women are dying everywhere.
Il dit, les hommes et les femmes meurent
and he
partout.
Took that ox goad.
Il a pris seulement cet
and
os de
God wrote a great victory
et Dieu a écrit une
in
grande
Israel
victoire
that day.
Pour Israël ce jour-là.
Because one man was willing to stand
parce que un homme
and to say, I am responsible for one thing.
I'm
not responsible for the rest of the people and how they behave in this day. I'm responsible with what I do with what's in my hand. I have a personal obligation before my God. And he put himself in the hands of God. And God took what was in his hand. And God wrote a great victory that day. That's why the scripture we started with.
C'est l'écriture avec laquelle nous avons commencé.
Therefore, my brethren,
ainsi mes frères,
give all diligence
appliquez-vous
to make your calling
de, pour faire de votre
and
appel,
your election sure.
Votre élection, être
that's our responsibility.
C'est notre responsabilité.
That we can stand before him with joy on that day
que nous pouvons nous tenir devant lui avec joie
and
ce
say,
jour-là.
Jesus,
et dire, Jésus,
I made many mistakes,
j'ai commis beaucoup
but your grace took me through. I finished the course like Paul said. I fought the good fight. Henceforth,
there's
laying up for me a crown of righteousness, not only for me, but for all those who love his name. Since let's stand, let's come to a time of worship. Let's just meditate upon our own personal obligation before God. In this day, I'm not going to answer for Luther in his day.
Je vais pas répondre pour Luther en ce
I'm not going to answer for Wesley in his
je vais
day.
Pas répondre pour Wesley en son jour.
I'm going to answer for myself in this
je vais
day.
Répondre pour moi-même en ce jour.
And may God help us.
Que le Seigneur
in Jesus' name. Let's sing that song. And when the battle's over,
Hallelujah.
We shall wear a crown in the New Jerusalem.
Wear a crown,
yes. We shall wear a crown.
miracles. And when the battle is over, we shall wear a crown.
Oh, in that new
Jerusalem.
Oh,
wear a crown. When it's over, we shall wear it. Oh, in that new Jerusalem. Oh, we will crown. We will crown. We will bright and shining. And when the battle's over, when it's over, we shall wear a crown in the new Jerusalem. Oh, sure I must fight divine, would reign in Christ. My courage, Lord, I'll bear the toil in you, the finest supported by thy blood. Oh, and when the battle's when it's over, we shall wear a crown. We shall wear a crown. Oh, we shall wear it. Oh, and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem. Crown in that new Jerusalem. When it's over and when the battle's over, we shall wear a crown in that new Jerusalem.
Let's bow our heads, saints. Let's come to a time of prayer. And let's just pray about one thing. Let's just pray about
personal obligation before God.
Prions pour l'obligation personnelle de
where personne. You have failed, where I have failed.
Là, quand moi j'ai failli, quand
let's come
failli,
unto the throne of grace.
Venons vers le trône
let's
de
be
grâce.
Honest.
Soyons honnêtes.
Let's be sincere.
Soyons sincères.
Let's confess it to the one who called us.
Confessons cela d'un seul accord.
To this high calling. Let's take our eyes off flesh and blood.
And
let's look away to the man Christ Jesus today. If you need restoration, he said, I will restore, saith the Lord. If you need whatever that it is, the Bible says, he that called you is faithful. And he shall do it. Let's come before the Lord. Let's put ourselves under his blood. Let's lay ourselves on the altar and let his will be done. Let's pray. Father, I bring myself before thee, Lord, at this time. Just wait a little. I'm sure you like me, saints, you're just as needy as the sister singing about. We're so needy of him at this time, as individuals, as a people. And I believe he wants to minister to every need. Amen. Amen. So, let's sing that song just as we come to a close. Amen. Amen.
I am so needy, Lord. So needy, Lord. I am so needy, Lord. To be more. In this world of sin, I am so needy, Lord. Sing me pure within. I am so needy,
so needy, Lord.
So
away
in this world of sin, I am so needy, Lord. Make me pure.
like you, Lord. Shield all my rights away in this world of sin. I am so nearly, Lord. Make His will.
Close with that song. He knows my name. I'm glad He knows my name. I'm glad He knows where I am. I'm glad He knows where you are. And I'm glad that He knows how to get us to the end of the journey if we'll just submit ourselves to Him.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart before even time began. My life was in His hand. He knows. He knows my name. He knows. He knows my every thought.
He sees.
He sees each tear that falls and hears me when I call.
I am a father.
I have a father. He called me His own. He'll never
leave me, Lord.
No matter falls and hears me when I call.
Oh, I have an anchor.
I have an anchor.
Oh,
He's
in my life.
He plants me in His word.
No faith.
And hears me when I call.
He knows
my name. He knows my every thought.
He sees, it's tears that falls and hears me when I call. Oh, I
have an anchor.
Oh,
He's in my life.
He placed
me in His word. By faith He'll see me through.
Oh,
He knows my name. And hears me when I call.
Oh, I have a Maker.
I have a Maker. He formed my heart.
He formed my heart.
Before even time
began,
my life was in His hand.
me when I call,
and hears me when I call.
Amen. Sister Dion is inviting all the children to the Sunday school room after service to share with her cake, to share, celebrate her birthday, 17th. So we do say happy birthday to Sister Dion. Thanks very much for the cake. So it's for all the children in the Sunday school room after service. Let's bow our heads. We ask Brother Vlad, if you wouldn't mind coming just to where you are there, brother, to close for us in a word of prayer. And may the Lord be with you.
Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
We are coming once again before you, Lord.
Amen.
We heard your word. Lord, we are so encouraged.
Oh, Lord.
We are so thankful that you spoke straight Alleluia. To our hearts.
Amen, Lord. Yes, Lord.
We want to ask your spirit if can stir up nest, O Lord.
Amen.
That yes. people, your people will get courage to Amen. Do work of Lord.
Amen.
Or on this field, O yes, Lord, whatever
Alleluia.
You put on our hearts, O Lord.
Amen.
Help us, O Lord.
Please, Lord.
That we can see over our potential, over everything, that we can go behind our duty, O Lord.
Amen.
That we can do work, O Lord, for you,
Amen.
O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
That we can bring glory and honor to your name, O Lord.
Amen.
We want to ask if you can just clean us, O Lord.
Amen.
Because like Isaiah says, I dwell among people who are unclean, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Just sanctify us, O Lord.
Amen.
Clean us, O Lord. Yes, Give us your courage, O Lord.
Amen.
We want to ask, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Because we need your courage. We need Amen. Your spirit. We need
Amen.
Something from you, O Lord.
Amen.
That we can go with you, O Lord. That we will be sure that we are going with you, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
O Lord, help us. We want to just lay aside everything, Lord.
Amen.
Be with us. Please, Come, Lord. Dwell in us, O Lord.
Amen.
O Lord. Forgive our trespasses, everything.
Please,
like sister was singing, that we can come, like that song says, we are Amen. Needy, Lord.
Amen.
That we can lay everything aside, O Lord.
Amen.
We are so thankful for your word.
Yes,
May that word, when we depart from this place, that word speak to us, not just
Amen.
Once, twice, thrice, O Lord.
Amen.
Four
yes.
times, O Lord.
Yes,
that
Lord.
We will be encouraged to do, Lord. That we will be encouraged to lay ourselves.
Amen.
Amen.
We
Amen.
Want to ask your blessing. Restore our strength. Strength of pastor.
Please, Lord.
Strength for everyone, O Lord.
Amen.
Be with us, O Lord, when we depart from this place. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we ask.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless saints. Just ask Sister Mummy to greet the saints down there as well when you go, sister. And God bless you. Amen.
Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We pray, let your kingdom shine upon this earth. You are living, glorious church. Not for temporary deeds, oh, but to restore authority and power. May your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once again. We need wisdom, we need power to love for each other. Oh, I've done so many big and empty words. So we come before your face, asking for your grace. Take your people to a better state of life. Restore your church again. Touch your people once again with your precious holy hands. We pray, may your kingdom shine upon they serve through a living, glorious church, not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in. Oh, touch your people once again. Lord, you see your tired servants, your broken, wounded soldiers. We have won. We need precious healing hands. We need the power of the cross. That's the only source for us. When we stand up facing final battle cry, restore your church again. Oh, touch your people. Touch your people once again. Oh, with your precious holy hands, we pray. Let your mighty rain upon this earth through a living, glorious church. Not for temporary needs, oh, but to restore authority and power. Let your mighty rushing wind blow in, oh, touch your people once again.